Thank you very much, Hamilton. Sir Eric Neil, former Governor, my parliamentary colleagues, Sir Adrian Pedrick and Mark Parnell, and Howe, the CEO of SA Water and also CEDA State President. Well, it comes as no surprise to me that we actually see the largest turnout for a CEDA function in South Australia on the topic of water for our future. There is no subject or no topic, no issue that is more front of mind than water for South Australians and indeed across the nation. I'd like to start by firstly congratulating CEDA on the timeliness of this forum, Water for Our Future, a South Australian overview. At the moment, we are in the grips of what is potentially the worst drought, well, it is in fact the worst drought we've seen in 116 years of taking records in the Murray-Darling Basin Commission. We've seen water restrictions in place for a prolonged period of time in South Australia, the first time ever. There has been considerable debate in the public around water issues, some of it very ill-informed and some of it very well-informed. And the value of a forum such as this, which will present and explore the facts, will have immeasurable benefit and value in the community in raising the understanding and awareness of the complexities of the issues that we face. South Australia takes only 7% of the diversions that are taken out of the River Murray system during a normal diversion year. But we are the community and the state that is most heavily dependent upon the River Murray for our future economic and social well-being. Until recently, South Australia was considered to have one of the most reliable supplies in for a capital city of all the mainland states. That was because we had our supplies and our reservoirs in the Adelaide Hills, and we also had the backup of the River Murray, which had Hume and Dartmouth dams as our backup dams here in South Australia. Back in 2003, the State Government of South Australia embarked upon a process to actually look to the future for water, and they developed a project called Waterproofing Adelaide. That Waterproofing Adelaide project took about 2 years to develop, and it was launched in 2005. At the time, in 2005, it was seen as leading-edge planning nationally and internationally for water management for a city, particularly a city that was in the driest state on the driest inhabited continent on Earth. The Waterproofing Adelaide strategy encompassed a number of areas for planning going forward, one being catchment management, which was to look at the management in the Adelaide Hills, look at our Mount Lofty reservoirs, look at protecting those supplies. For as a consequence of that, South Australia has embarked upon a process of prescribing the waterways in both the eastern and western Mount Lofties to protect those water resources. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. We've also embarked upon a process of demand management, and in 2003 South Australia actually legislated for permanent water conservation measures in South Australia. That was following a very brief period of restrictions at level 2 for about 3 months that we saw in South Australia as a consequence of the 2002-2003 drought. The Waterproofing Adelaide strategy also include recycling and treated effluent and stormwater. And we've made huge advances in those areas, in particular in recycling of treated effluent. South Australia currently leads the nation in recycling of treated effluent. We recycle about 20% of our treated effluent. The national average is about 9%. But South Australia believes there's a lot more that we can do, and we've already embarked upon a number of projects, including the Glenelg to Adelaide pipeline, upgrading of Christie's Beach wastewater treatment plant to ensure we can use more of that water for other purposes. And other projects that we currently have underway in this state will increase that percentage from 20% to 45%. Those projects are not pipe dreams, they are actually happening as we speak. And they're a significant investment in South Australia's water future, and they're part of a strategy that will encompass a number and diverse methods of securing our future. Recycling, of course, Colin Pittman's here from Salisbury Council, and everyone knows the fantastic job that they're doing in the north with their Waterproofing North project and the support that they have from the federal government and also the three northern councils, Playford, Tea Tree and Salisbury, and also the state government in support through Land Management Corporation, have come together to actually have a very exciting project that will certainly look to making sure that the northern suburbs do more than their bit in regard to recycling of stormwater and treated effluent reuse. Mawson Lakes is a great example where we've got the purple pipe system where homes in Mawson Lakes have access to treated effluent water for their use on the parks and gardens in the region. We're doing the same at Lochiel Park, and there's developments down south that we're also doing with the southern councils. South Australian Government is also involved with the Onkaparinga Council in another project called Waterproofing the South, which includes better use of the wastewater from treated wastewater from the Christie's Beach plant, stormwater management, and a whole range of other matters that the project encompasses. With the 2005 release of Waterproofing Adelaide, that looked at providing for a secure future for South Australia over the next 20 to 30 years. What happened in the very, very next year after that release was a whole range of new minimums were set with the 2006-2007 drought. The 2006-2007 drought was a drought in the Mount Lofty ranges and coincided with a basin-wide drought in the Murray-Darling Basin system and a continuation of extremely low flows into South Australia as a consequence of very, very low flows and rainfall in the Murray-Darling Basin region. We didn't just create new minimums by a little bit, we created new minimums by a long shot. We had 60% of the previous low ever recorded in the 116 years of collecting data in the year 2006-2007. And when you look at that year and you look at the history over that 116 years, you see that we had two extraordinary events. We had a very low year, followed by a second very low year in the following year, 07-08. What that caused was us to have to rethink our entire Waterproofing Adelaide strategy, because in the 116 years of data, there was never ever 2 years in a row, let alone a year like 2006. No matter which way you looked at that data, no one predicted the severity of that drought. So we jumped to action very, very quickly in South Australia, and we were working with the federal government on what we might need to do in South Australia as a consequence of the extraordinary events of 06-07. The Prime Minister called a summit together in November 2006, and from there we actually put in place contingency planning to renegotiate all of the Murray-Darling water sharing arrangements so that we could meet critical human needs during this period of very low flows. Senior officials group continues to meet, and new rules have been in place for the last 12 months and will take place into the start of next year as well. So that action has taken place as a consequence of the drought and the immediacy of the drought, but it's also caused us to think about the Waterproofing Adelaide strategy and where we need to go with that. So we've revisited the Waterproofing Adelaide strategy, which referred to desalination as something that we may need to look at in the future. Well, we've brought that forward. We don't need to look at it in the future. We need to look at it now. And South Australia has embarked upon a $2.5 billion investment in our water future through the establishment of a 50 gigalitre desalination plant. Interconnections between our systems, the north and the south of our cities, are not connected to effectively for us to be able to use water across the city to the maximum efficiency. And we're also going to increase the storages in our Mount Lofty ranges by doubling the storage capacity in the Mount Lofty ranges to better utilise not only our our River Murray licences, but also the desalinated water. That doesn't mean we're taking our eye off the ball with the other projects. The Waterproofing Adelaide strategy is still a very, very good document, a very, very good plan, and we are continuing to build on that plan. We're still continuing to invest in demand management. We're still investing in catchment management. We're still investing in effluent retreatment and reuse, and we're still investing in stormwater. But we now know that we need to actually deal with a whole new perimeters in relation to variability, and so we're actually looking at enhancing our security by building a desalination plant. So we've got two areas we're focusing on. One is the immediacy of the drought. We've got Water Security Task Force operating. We've got Senior Officials Group operating at the national level. We're micromanaging the river like it's never been micromanaged before. We've got disasters happening around the lower lakes, with the lower lakes levels dropping to below what we've ever managed them in before. We've got acid sulphate soils. We've got pumps that we have to lower in the River Murray so we can keep supply into Adelaide. We've put water filtration plants throughout country towns. We've actually built 9 new water filtration plants and extended the capacity of many others into other rural communities over the last 12 months, an extraordinary effort by SA Water to bring that project, fast-track it and do it as quickly as they have. We're dealing with algal blooms. We're dealing with a whole range of problems. The acid sulphate soils down in the lower lakes is a critical problem for us at the moment, and we're facing complete and utter ecological collapse, particularly in Lake Albert at the moment because of the continuing low flows. But in the longer term, we also need to focus on water security security for the future, getting it right at the national level, and that's why South Australia has been leading the debate in relation to the national plan, getting an independent authority to report to one minister at the national level to ensure that we can have a turning point as a result of this crisis and see at a national level new governance put in place to turn the page for a new management regime for the Murray River and the Murray-Darling Basin. We still have an awful long way to go. We're not wasting effort on blame in South Australia. The South Australian government is firmly focused on what we need to do now and what we need to do next. We can't change what's happened in the past, but boy, if we get together and we can be bipartisan in our approach to water in this state and take it to the nation, we can actually get what we need, which is effective change at the national level, strong national leadership. I've been very, very fortunate to work with two dynamic people over the last 18 months who have led the charge with that governance reform, which is Malcolm Turnbull, first and foremost, with the Howard Turnbull plan, and now picking up the reins and very ably running with it, Senator Penny Wong, to see that national form that we so need and that strong national leadership that we need to get a better deal for the River Murray. Congratulations to CEDA on this forum once again and to all of you for participating. I know that you'll find the day very, very informative, and I know it will help raise the standard of debate publicly as we get more information out amongst those leaders in our communities who can stimulate the debate and get our communities thinking about what we need to do next, not what was done decades ago by governments in the past. Thank you all, and I officially now open the forum for CEDA. Thank you.